Tableau 16:3. Doing your part. Setting: the kitchen of a typical 1942 American home. Three people are featured: a mother, a sister of teen years, and a younger brother. The radio is in the background. The sister is standing at a window. The mom is sitting at the table writing a letter. The brother is watching over the mom's shoulder. The family you see here is usually talkative, lighthearted, and teasing with each other, but not tonight. Because of the day's news on the radio, they are each lost in their own thoughts. They are wondering if they have the fortitude to continue to do their part in this war. They are wondering, are they truly putting forth their share? You see, today they heard on the radio about the continuing battle at a place called Guadalcanal. Although the reports are still sketchy, they do know that the Marines are struggling on the beaches near a place called Henderson Field. The Japanese are determined to hold this outpost, while the Marines are just as determined to take it away from them. Young Bill has recently used his encyclopedia to read about that isolated, far-off island. Mosquitoes, ants, crocodiles, leeches, and now the treacherous Japanese. The island is crawling with all of those and even more dangers. The fighting, the radio says, might go on for months. The family suspects Junior is there, so they are each saying a prayer for him and wondering what more they can do to help with the war effort. This family lives on the west coast of the United States, and the oldest child, a son named Junior, is a Marine. He joined shortly after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, declaring his intent to help protect his country and his family from the foreign menace. He has been away for 6 months now. In his honor, Sister Julia is hanging a blue star in the window. She made this herself from one scrap of cloth she found in the attic. Every stitch has love for her older brother in it. She found some yellow cloth up there too, but hopes she never has to use it. You see, blue represents a son in active service. Julia always thought yellow was the best color for a star, but not anymore. Gold or yellow represents a son killed in active duty. So she has embroidered this one with the utmost care, hoping that she never has to change it. Password A. She hangs the star carefully but quickly. The air raid wardens fear an attack at any time in retaliation for the Doolittle raid when our flyboys bombed Tokyo from carriers off the shore of Japan. That might happen here, so people are warned to keep the lights low at night and the blackout curtains up just in case of an air raid. During the day, Julia goes to her post as an aircraft spotter after school. From 4 to 6 p.m., she is one of three girls on top of the schoolhouse who keeps an eye to the sky watching for the enemy. She remembers the tedious task of memorizing what all the airplanes looked like from different angles by using a deck of cards with the outlines on them. She laughs to think that sometimes her younger brother just likes to play a game with them, whereas to her they were, and still are, serious business. All this keeps her busy, but she hopes that she is doing her part in this war. Mom is terribly tired after working all day. You see, she works 10-hour shifts at the aircraft factory. Rosie the Riveter, some would call her, and it's physically grueling job compared to the house cleaning, But she knows she has to do her part to help us win this war. If working will bring her son home safely, then that is what she will do. Tonight, she is writing a letter to Junior. She will post it by Victory Mail. With V-Mail, she is guaranteed that her words will reach her darling boy at the front. Many ships are sunk to the depths of the ocean by the dastardly enemy, but V-Mail always gets through. She tries to write him at least every other day. She proudly lists how many war bonds she has been able to purchase with her paycheck and the money he sends home. She jokingly writes about the Victory Garden. Before the war, sweat and dirt were just not her style, but she has realized that a little sweat and dirt are only little inconveniences when you are doing your part for the war effort. She writes all the latest gossip from town, but is careful to keep the tone positive and upbeat. That's another way she feels she is doing her part, by keeping up morale. The younger brother, Bill, is looking over her shoulder, reminding her to write about his latest part in a U.S. show at the base. The cast needed a young boy for a small part, and when his mother was asked if he could act, she responded with, "No, but he can do his part." That sure seems to be the theme in this family. Bill has spent most of his Saturdays for the last few months going around from house to house collecting things that can be reused in the war. Last week it was used tire and rubber items. The week before it was tin cans. Tomorrow he and his friends will go house to house gathering grease that comes from anything from bacon drippings to hamburger fat. He hears that it will be used in explosives and feels that he is really doing something important for his part of the war effort. Everyone they know is doing much the same. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tiring. But success can't be far off when everyone is doing their part for victory.